Okay, good morning to everybody. So the last halacha in Perek Yud is with respect to the idea of machzirin l'schus versus machzirin l'chova. Bezdin shetel b'din nefashos v'chivu es ha-pater v'gam redino l'chova. So they're about to, put somebody to death. V'nir l'matam sheyistir bo esdino k'dei v'zakos v'sosin v'chozin v'dan inoso. So that's the basic principle of machzirin l'schus. Because again, we'd rather, at a procedural level, exonerate somebody who really deserved capital punishment than, go after the guy. So, so the Ram gives the example which the Gemara gives. So, Kate said, Amru Havala Erva Shalokadarka Pater Patru Machsir no so Mimisin Oso, because the Pasuk says Mishkave Isha, you don't even need Tar Shaval Pet for that. Mishkave Isha is Tarte Mashma, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shalokadarka. The Tzedukim acknowledge that. So that's not the kind of mistake where we would say they can't, correct themselves. Avalim Amru Hamma Ara Shalokadarka Pater Patru Ein Machsir no so. That's a more subtle point because that's a sugya of Tchilas Bia and Gemar Bia. That's not something that Tzedukim acknowledge. V'chein kol kayotze bazan. So the Rambam says this is just an example. There's nothing in particular about that. So what's really important to define here is the lamdas. Why is it that when it comes to a taos that the Tzedukim themselves, would acknowledge as a taos that we say Bezdin is machzir no so. I mean, if the principle is you can't be machzir l'chova, you can't be machzir l'chova, irrespective of whatever anybody thinks. That's the principle in machzir and l'chova. So if we're going to forego, in the end, right? It's not like Torah Shebichsav is more important than Torah Shebal Peh. So what exactly is going on here? If there's a mistake, there's a mistake, and it needs to be redressed. And if it doesn't get to be redressed, because we're saying that, there's some greater value here at the procedural level of Ein Machazir in the Chova, we don't, cause somebody to come back, within the framework of, finding them guilty of, very significant, the worst punishment a person can get. So then we shouldn't be Machzir. So Mimanav Shach. So I think the answer really is, it has to do with the concept of Hora in general. This isn't the only, area. The Gemara in Horios and Daf Dalid has a Maimer of Shmuel. This is actually quoted by the Kesef Mishnah here. Ein bas nechayav inas yor b'davar shenas dukin modim bo. Then in the context of Parhelim, davar shel tzibor, right, we say that Bezdin is only going to be chayav if they gave a Hora. I mean, the Rova of the Kahal followed their Hora. So what qualifies as a Hora? So one of the requirements of a Hora is that it, by definition, has to be something where the Bezdin Hagadol paskind. If they're just reading psukim, that's not really considered a psak halacha. So here, I would say it's not like an exception to say, oh, there's this general rule of ein machazirin, l'chova, but in this case you can because it's such a glaring error. No, there could be glaring errors in Torah Shebal Peh. You're not machzir. But the point is that this isn't considered a hora, right? When it comes to psukim, when it comes to Torah Shebal Chsav, it's not that you're machzir l'chova, that we're returning the guy to stand in the docket again. Of course, in a practical sense, you are, but we don't consider that al pi halacha to be soser the original hora, right? And I think that's actually meduyak in the Divrei HaRambam. So Bezdin Shetel, we read it again. You see that this is really what the Rambam says. V'din nefashos v'chivu esapater v'gam redino l'chova nir l'matam sheyistiru bo esdino k'dei zakos. So soser v'chosin v'dan inoso. So they have to be soser as a din, meaning they are, right, undoing what they said before. They're soser as a din. They're contradicting what they said initially. Avalim tau patra esam v'chuyav. Notice the Rambam doesn't say here sosrin es dinam, right? It's meduyak. There's no, contravening or contradicting, a previous psak. The point was that there was no psak because it was only on the basis of Torah Shebichsav. That's not considered a chalos shem hora. Not here, and not for purposes of Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibor. So it's not that there's like an exception to the rule of machzir in the schos vein machzir in the chova. We're never machzir the chova. It's just that if it's a davar shat sedukim, you know, modim bo, it's not a stira sadin lechova, rather just, you know, machzirin oso. And of course, you would sentence him in that case. In this case, you know, lechiv. Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up with the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph tomorrow.